Well, if you have your Bible this morning, I want us to turn to Proverbs chapter 31. Everybody says, oh, I know where he's going. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's good. We're going to Proverbs 31. Hallelujah. And I was looking at that this week and thinking about Proverbs 31. And everybody says, well, that just applies to women, yes, and to mothers a lot, yes, amen. You know, and today we are celebrating our mothers. And they have an incredible place in our life, amen. When we celebrate the faith of our mothers. How many have a mother that knows God? Amen. Or maybe you had a mother that knew God. Maybe, you know, some of us, our mothers are not with us, and we want to remember you and those that are desiring to be mothers. Or maybe there's someone listening by audio today or somewhere and said, well, I've been wanting to be a mother, but sometimes people have difficulty, amen, or problems in your body, and you haven't been a mother, you know, and they long to be a mother. But praise the Lord, we have mothers here, and we know that sometimes there are people that maybe you had a child and you never got to raise that child. Some mothers have given their children up in adoption because they love them or because they had to or because some terrible thing happened. But praise the Lord, you know, and some have aborted their children. How many know it's in the world today? It's common. Well, let's just take care of that little problem. It's not a problem. It's a life. And the problem is we have to value life. God values life. The Bible says that Jesus came that we might have life. Amen? And life more abundant. Hallelujah. And this is no condemnation. I mean, maybe you're listening today and maybe that's you. Maybe there's some tragedy that happened in your life and you lost a child or you had to, someone forced you into an abortion or you felt that way. And there's no condemnation for you, but there's healing and there is life for you. We want you to know that. And maybe you didn't abort your child. You had your child. We rejoice with you. We rejoice with you. And, I don't know how many people know that, but you know, many people know, a focus on the family and James Dobson. Well, they didn't say anything for many, many years, but their son is his adopted son. They adopted him when he was a baby. They had their daughter and then they had their son was adopted, and he shares a lot about adoption, how wonderful it was for him, for he had good parents. Amen. You know, but even if you just gave life to a child, you brought an eternal soul into this world. And how many know we can pray? We can believe. You have the opportunity to continue to use your faith. Amen. If you're a woman of faith, or maybe you weren't saved when you got born, you know, when you weren't saved when you had your children. Maybe you didn't get saved till after they were raised and they didn't know God, or they ran away from you. There are hurtful things, even though you're a mother sometimes. Mothers suffer some things that men don't know anything about. You know, they suffer too, but it's just different. Because mothers nurture us, don't they? They guide us. They shape the next generation. And through a mother's unwavering faith, and we see God's love a lot of times, his compassion flowing. And they're selfless. And they're unconditional. How many know the mother, you know, her son got in jail, but I tell you what, he was the best robber. He robbed the most banks, bless God, you know. He was the best at it. And, you know, of course he wasn't too good, he got caught, you know, but you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, mama still believes in you. How many know it's good to have somebody that believes in you? And mom will believe in you. And maybe you've messed up and maybe you've done wrong. And we've had to ask our mothers to forgive us. And mom is so faithful to wrap her loving arms when we are repentant. Of course, when we're not, sometimes she has to take care of us and not spare the rod. Amen. Hallelujah. And keep us and discipline us and nurture us in the right direction. And we're so thankful for the things that mom gives. Her faith, her love. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to explore some of the inspiring faith of a mother today and some of the lessons that we can learn that are remarkable examples to us. A mother has such an influence upon a child's life. Amen. First of all, we know that she carries that child, feels close to that child even before it's born, and feels the heartbeat of that child and that child move inside their womb. And God said, it is in our mother's womb that he knit us together. He knew us before we were ever born. He was making a plan for each one of us. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for mothers today. I'm thankful for mothers in any way. Hallelujah. And we have the hope of, you know, those of us whose mothers have gone on. My mother hasn't. She's still alive. She's 90, but sometimes I kind of feel like I've lost her because she's losing her memory more and more. And sometimes she doesn't remember me, but sometimes she does. I remember I went to go see her, and I know she had a stroke, about a mild stroke, a little over a year ago in February. And we decided to go see him. I mean, my sister was saying, well, she's not responding and this and that. And I thought, well, I didn't know how serious it was. It wasn't really, but praise the Lord. We went to go see her and I talked to mom, and just, you know, sometimes, how many knows? Sometimes you want to know, hey, mom, do you want to stick around? Do you want to go to heaven? What do you want to do? So we did some, I played some of her favorite worship hymns and talked to mom, and she said, well, as long as there's hope, I want to stick around a little longer. She wanted to stay longer. And so we believe God. Amen. We pray, and she recovered very well. But during that time, I remember she just hugged me and says, you know, I love you. And she gave me that kiss, and, you know, and there's moments like that that I can't take back. No one can take from me. Hallelujah. Because your mother loves you. And some of you said, well, I didn't have a good mother. Maybe you didn't. But we need to honor them because they gave us birth. She didn't abort you. Whatever reason you can find, because God is good. And sometimes people aren't perfect and they do strange things in their life. They do hurtful things, even mothers sometimes. And we know not all mothers are perfect. Praise God. Most mothers have a few mistakes they've made along the way. I'm sure they felt that way. I remember I was reading the book, you know, it's called Rebel, and it was about Billy Graham's son, you know, Franklin Graham, and he was talking about his life as a boy, and he got in some trouble at school, but he loved those mountains so much. And he'd gotten in quite a bit of trouble, and so finally they were going to send him to the boarding school. He had already started smoking and stuff some, and so his mother set him down, and she made him smoke the pack of cigarettes, you know, and hopefully that's supposed to keep him from smoking, but he didn't. But he didn't think his parents knew he smoked, see. He thought, well, they don't know. And he would go up to his room, and he said, there I was all that time. I would be smoking in my room, you know, blowing the smoke out the window. Well, their bedroom was right above his, he said. They knew the whole time that he was smoking. But they kept praying. How many know sometimes mamas are so good, and daddies are so good, they just pray for us. Mama will spend time and sacrifice her life, amen, for that. So mother's faith is very important. We see that, we know, in Timothy. How many remember what Paul said about Timothy's mother? Say, hey, I remember the faith that your grandmother had, Timothy, and the faith that your mother had, and I know, is in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we can instill, a mother can instill faith into a child. and they receive the Lord. Now that hasn't always happened. Sometimes children rebel. Sometimes they don't get saved. Amen. But we can pray. How many know prayer changes things? It's not too late. If they're still breathing, I don't care if they're 99, they can still be saved. Hallelujah. Still hope. And I know some of you have some wayward children, or maybe they're not serving God the way you want. Your faith can still make a difference, brothers. A mother's faith believes in God's provision. How many mothers have had to believe God? You know, you get that little baby and somehow mama's faith starts working because she's got to have that formula, or she's got to have those diapers, and she has to have the things that are necessary. And mothers exemplify an unwavering trust in God's provision many times. In uncertainty and difficulty, they rely on faith to sustain them. How many have ever seen some of the single mothers of the world? I think maybe we need to put some of the single mothers over the budget of the nation. Amen. We wouldn't be so wasteful. Well, we definitely don't need that. We definitely don't need that. We're not going to do that. They learn to become resourceful, and very, very much so. I said we were going to read Proverbs 31. We are. Hallelujah. I'm getting there. Praise the Lord. So, just as a mother cares for every need, she understands that God is the ultimate parent per se. He is our Father, and He will provide for the family. I know that my mother, I don't know if she's ever worried. She'd always say, God will take care of us. God will provide. And you know what? He always has. Hallelujah. He always did. You know, we work hard, we do things, and maybe even when things weren't exactly right or didn't turn out the way you wanted. You know, my parents had their own business and things were going well, but then the early 80s, the economy turned in that area and things went downhill, and they held on for a couple of years, but ultimately had to sell the business and sell everything and do something different and move on. And but they always, I remember my mother, she fervently trusted in the Lord. And she fervently taught us. A mother's faith teaches us many times to be dependent on God's provision and to seek His guidance in all aspects of our life. Amen. I know there was a time, I think my mother, she wanted to be sure that we had our faith secure. Amen. And she would talk to us and ask us. And it wasn't common in our house to go to the altar, but praise the Lord, we can. Amen. We can come to the altar of God wherever we are. We can kneel before Him. In our house, we did read the Word of God and we did believe God, but it wasn't something, I didn't ever feel like it was something I was ashamed of, but it wasn't just talked about as freely as it is in my home now. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord, we did receive faith. We did go to church, and I'm very thankful for that. And we should be thankful. You know, when you wake up in the morning on Sunday, I never, ever, ever once thought, well, are we going to church today? Never one time. It didn't cross my mind unless maybe we were on vacation somewhere. You know, we did go on vacation a couple of times to Florida, and I don't think we went to church when we went there, but we did seek the Lord. And sometimes even when we were on vacation, we went to church somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. It's important to learn some of those things. It's important to go to church. You say, well, why should I go to church? Well, number one, you find fellowship with God. Amen. It helps to instill faith. It shows that we are seeking after the things of God. We're coming to what? Worship Him and to hear from Him. Amen. So we are thankful. How many are thankful that your mother, if your mother did, exemplified some kind of faith to you? or at least talked about it and said, hey, you know, or took you to church. Glory to God. I remember my mother made sure I used to like to go on Wednesday night. And she couldn't go on Wednesday night because we had a business, but one of her friends would drive by. It was maybe 10 or 15 minutes out of the way, but she would come over and pick us up and take us to church. And my mother arranged that until I could drive myself, of course, eventually. But that was a few years down the line. You know, when I was 10 or 11, 12 years old, I remember being picked up on Wednesday night because I enjoyed the Wednesday night class. We were learning about God. We would study the Bible. We studied the parables and we studied different things in the Bible. And it was there at the church I heard the gospel, the good news of Jesus, and learned how to apply it to my life. And not just to read the Bible, but I learned how does that apply to me because of my mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, mothers, for your faith and passing that on to your children. Well, I'm going to look here. There's some verses that emphasize some different qualities about excellent women or excellent wives and mothers. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. It says here, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Hallelujah. In other words, we would say she's very rare. It's not easy to find a virtuous wife. Amen. That means a wife of valor and a wife or a person of worth. How many know your mother is a person of worth? They have great value and great worth. Of course, that's true with all of us. We all have value and worth. And if you don't value yourself, we can help you with that. Because we need to first know that God values you. Amen. And that you are, sometimes it's not easy to find someone. It says her price is far above rubies. To find that woman that has great value and of great worth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number two, I've got 22 things down, so I've got 22 points, so hang with me. If we don't get distracted, we'll make it. Praise the Lord. I timed it out. So, verse 11 says this, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. Well, in other words, she's trustworthy. How many know that a good woman, a good wife, a good mother is trustworthy? She is one to be relied on as honest and truthful. And that she has no need of spoil. In other words, she has no lack of gain. She continues to gain in life. So who can find them? They're rare. They're of a high price. So man, if you're not married yet, don't get in a hurry. Look for the right woman, amen? Try to find that one that's worthy of the high price. One whose heart is trustworthy. One that you know has great gain and has no lack of gain in her life. Verse 12, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. In other words, she's made a decision. She is consistent in her love. She has made a choice. And mothers make choices in life. They choose to love their husband. They choose to love their children and to do them good and not evil. What? All the days of their life. Hallelujah. What a value there are on women. And mothers, hallelujah. Today we celebrate you women. We celebrate the women that are consistent in their love, that are good and not evil, that have chosen to walk with God. Amen. Verse 13 says that she seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. In other words, she is industrious. She is diligent and hardworking. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You ever see your mother work? Now, some of you have said, oh, yeah, you wouldn't believe my mother really works. But how many knows that women really do work? Men go to work, but women stay at work. They work when they go to work, and they work when they come home. They work when they get up. They are diligent and industrious, and they are diligent to work hard and to bless their family. Verse 14 says that she is like a merchant's ship. She brings her food from afar. Well, how many know that if she's going to get that merchant ship, she's a thrifty woman? Mothers can be very thrifty. They find their food from different places. They find deals and gain enough to take care of their family. They're not afraid to use the wisdom that God has given them and gain their food, and she brings it from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and gives meat or food to her household and a portion to her maidens. Glory to God. I know not all of you have servants here or maidens that live with you, but maybe some of you do. But in other words, she is a self-starter. She doesn't wait to be told what to do. She rises up early and she sees what is necessary. She prepares the meal for the day and makes sure everyone in the house has been taken care of. Hallelujah. This is a woman who is hard to find. But how many know mothers often are up early? They're cooking, they're baking, they're getting ready for the day, making sure everyone's taken care of. Did you get your breakfast? Did you get your food? Do you have your books together, children? Where's your homework? What did you do with it? The dog ate it. No, the dog didn't eat it. It's here somewhere. And you find it and make sure she's there. She is a self-starter. Verse 16, she considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. Oh boy, she is very enterprising. How many like that word? She's enterprising. In other words, she's not afraid to continue to work. She plants a field. She sets the vineyard. She takes a look at the field and said, hey, this is a good deal. And she makes sure that provision has been made. She's not leaving it just up to her husband, but she's helping out too, doing her part in caring for the family and bringing forth things that are necessary in her vineyard. Verse 17 says that she girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. Why? Because she is willing to do hard work. She's not afraid of the work that's set before her. She's not afraid to work hard. She's not afraid to stand strong and to be the woman that God called her to be. Verse 18 says that she perceives that her merchandise is good. And it says her candle does not go out by night. How many knows that she's willing to put in the long hours? How many mothers have ever stayed up with you at night? They came and checked on you when you were not well. They made sure that everyone was taken care of and laid into the night when dad snored off in his easy chair, mom's finishing the dishes, or maybe he already went to bed. She said, I'll be along. In another hour or so, here she comes. Why? Because she's willing to burn and work long hours to make sure things are taken care of. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. Hallelujah. Verse 19, she layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. Now the distaff is the stick on which the wool or the flax is spun. That's what she's holding. So here again we see she's willing to do the mundane work, the regular task, day by day. Maybe we could say it's monotonous work. It's just over and over. She's willing to stay and continue to do what is necessary. She puts her hand to that spindle and her hand holds the distaff. In other words, she's getting everything ready. She's working. She's cleaning the dishes. She's taking care of the house. She's making sure everything is done at home. And she is doing what many might say is mundane or continuous work. Like they say, the man goes to work, but Mom, she's always at work. Hallelujah. Even when she's home, because there's food to prepare and dishes to wash and clothes to clean and people to love and children to nurture and to care for. Hallelujah. Verse 20. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Mom is compassionate. How many ever had a friend over for dinner? Maybe they were just over to play, but Mom invites them, makes sure, says, hey, you can stay for dinner, right? She's compassionate to those around us. She's compassionate to those that are without. She thinks about her neighbor who may need something more. And she's not afraid to give of what the Lord has given her. For she has the compassion of God that flows through her hands. And she reaches out to those that may need help around her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Mom. Hallelujah. Verse 21. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Well, glory to God. She is prepared for the future. How many know somehow Mom just knows what size pants you're going to need next year? So she gets them at the thrifty place there because she's so thrifty. And she sees ahead and she knows what you're going to need. And sure enough, you open the drawer for some reason. They're just the right size. Mom has something on the inside that knows how to prepare for the future. Mom is sure that your shoes are going to be big enough. Hallelujah. You're not going to. Maybe you did outgrow them, but she's already got another pair. She's already been watching. She's already been looking, and she looks ahead to the winter. She knows. My son, my daughter's going to need a winter coat. And she makes sure it is there and available. Hallelujah. She looks to the future. Verse 22. She maketh her coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. In other words, apparently she's a good seamstress. Or we would say a good worker. You know, Mom can fix anything, you know. Well, it used to be they would put a patch on you. You know, if you get a hole in your knee, now they make holes. They sell them with holes for lots of money. But, you know, when you get a hole on a patch, you know, Mom would put a patch on there, make it look better. How many ever had a patch on your knee, you know, on your pants, you know, or she sews the button back on, or she makes sure you're looking good and it's just right. Amen. It doesn't take a lot, as Mama Jem always says to us, a little more, you know, just a doesn't take a lot to be excellent and to look decent. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She's a good seamstress and she sees what is necessary and makes it for her household and her family. Verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. In other words, she marries a leader. She lets her husband be the leader. She stands behind him. And he's at the gate, and she's saying, yay, yay, yay. That's my husband. He's there, and she allows him to be the leader that God called him to be. Hallelujah. How many know, man, whether you like it or not, you're a leader? We've talked about that. You're a leader in your home. You're a leader in your job. You influence people around you. You're a leader to a son or daughter, to someone that looks to you. You are a leader. Hallelujah. We're all leaders in one sense or another. Men, people, you know, they say we influence, you know, up to, you know, at least on a regular basis, 144 people around you. And sometimes we don't realize we're that much of an influence, but when we continue to walk with God, His influence helps us. Amen. Hallelujah. So mom, you're married to a leader. She allows them to lead. She encourages them to be at the city gate and to be an elder in the land. Verse 24. She makes fine linen and sells it and delivers sashes unto the merchant. Now I said that because it says girdles here, but basically it's a girdle is just a sash of cloth that they would sell, and she makes sure those were there, and she would make them and sell them. In other words, mom is an entrepreneur. Mom's got a lot of hats, amen. She's an entrepreneur. She's making some money some way. She is pitching in to help the family and make sure there's more than enough. She sells them to the merchants. She's a wholesaler. She's an entrepreneur. She's making some money for the family. Verse 25 says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she rejoices in time to come. Hallelujah. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. So she is not swayed by the circumstance about her. Mom is certain. She's not worried. She knows for the time to come. She has strength. She has honor and her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She's not going to let the circumstance around her govern her life. How many know mama can keep joy going no matter what? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. Sometimes it's singing that lullaby song to help baby go to sleep or you feel better, you know. And I remember sometimes I would get scared as a boy at night. My mother, you know, she would lay down and tell me a bedtime story or something, you know, and then she left. But I remembered something. There's, you know, my mom would say, well, you know, have I got my Bible? And I would just have my Bible sometimes. And I know it's just a book, but it's the Word of God. I remember holding it to my chest. And it would just bring peace to me. Believing God is with me, reminding me. And we need to know the love of the Word of God. And mothers do pass that on to us many times. A love for God, a desire to know the Word of God. Verse 26. So she opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Mom is so wise and kind. She has the wisdom of God. I mean, in Proverbs it says, you know, listen to the teaching of your mother. You know, listen to your father, but listen to the teachings that your mother has given you. These are the things that, you know, Solomon, many of the Proverbs which were written because of the sayings of a mother. Hallelujah. Be careful. Watch yourself. Be strong. Amen. Be kind. So mom has a lot of wisdom that comes from her. And it comes forth in a law of kindness many times. In the right ways. Now, not always perfectly kind. I mean, no, moms aren't perfect. You know, sometimes they have to say things a little bit stronger. And that's all right. But it's still with kindness because she cares and she loves you. And brings wisdom and wise words. Verse 27 says she looks well to the ways of her household and eats not the bread of idleness. She is duty conscious. She knows what her job is and she's thinking about it. She doesn't allow herself to become too idle at any time. How many know that moms are busy people? They're not afraid of hard work. They're not afraid to do that. And they are not going to let their household go without. She looks to the ways of the house. And she does not eat the bread of idleness. Hallelujah. As I said, you know, like the, you know, men, you know, woman's work, what do they say? A woman's work is never done. You know, there's always something to be done. Now, we don't want to get carried away where we're not seeking the Lord. She's got the wisdom of heaven. Amen. But if there's work to do, she gets it done. Hallelujah. Now, we don't want to become like Martha who's not seeking the Lord. Now, there was nothing wrong with what Martha was doing. Martha was preparing the meals, and that should be done. I mean, no, it has to be done. But she was missing out when the master showed up. In other words, she stayed home from church to cook the meal because somebody's coming over. She missed the real meal of the Word of God and of what Jesus had to say. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's good anyway. Verse 28, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. She is blessed by her family. Hallelujah. Now you said, well, I'm not blessed by my family. I didn't, you know, some of your children, maybe they don't seek the Lord, but she's not moved by circumstances, we already said. She's moved by God's word because wisdom fills her. And she is not afraid, for she stands in the gap and continues to pray. She continues to believe the best. Amen. She is blessed by her children and they still praise her. How many know? Who knows? What's the biggest day of the year that phone calls are made? Did you know that it's not Christmas? It's not Father's Day. It's not, you know, any other holiday. But it is on Mother's Day when the most phone calls are made. And yes, even though maybe son or daughter is far away, many times they'll call mom. Say, Mom, I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day and I love you. Maybe they're in prison. Maybe they're far from that. But somehow on Mother's Day, they think of mom. And even if your son or daughter doesn't call you, you can be praying and keep believing. I've got a very good friend of mine and his mother continued to pray for him. He was lost into the drug scene and she didn't hear one word from him for 8 years. Not a word, not a peep. Wasn't even sure if he necessarily was alive, though he lived in the same city. And you know, once in a while. And so finally one day he did call. And mom was available. You know, she didn't rush out and give him a bunch of money, but they did help him with some food. He did get his life turned around after all that praying and came home and found God. Hallelujah. Because of the faith that was planted in his heart long ago. Don't think your job is too hard, Mom. Don't worry. God's still able to use you. Your prayers are reaching and God is hearing and he will answer you. Many daughters have done, verse 29. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Well, she's not satisfied with the mediocre. Amen. Being mediocre, she says, I'm going to be excellent. I got the best mom I'll ever have. I don't know about you, but I got a hunch that you do too. There's not a second mother. Many times we do have some spiritual mothers. We have others that can give influence in our life. If you've lost your mother or didn't have the mother, there's opportunity for you to be an excellent mother to many around. The Bible says that God places the lonely in families. Hallelujah. I know here we have a family. We've got some mothers that reach out and are motherly to us and care about us. And they're willing to speak into our life with wisdom and with excellence. Hallelujah. She's not. In other words, it's saying here, hey, she's virtuously, but her daughters may have done virtuously, but you excel them all. She's going with excellence. She's going not mediocre, not halfway, but she's all out. Hallelujah. How many know we need to be all out for God? Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 30 says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. She is a woman of God. She fears God. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We begin to seek after him because we reverence him. Amen. We're not talking about a fear and that we're afraid of God. But we reverence him, we honor him, we revere the Lord. We give him all that's due him. We fear him in the sense that we want to obey him. We don't want to disappoint the Lord, but we want to honor him. Hallelujah. And finally, she is a woman that is praiseworthy. It says, give her the fruit of her... He says, give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Hallelujah. How many know that mom's works will certainly praise her in the gates? We have some things here that we know that mothers are and that mothers do. And that mothers are women that know God, that fear God, that have faith in God, that pass their faith to the next generation, that nurture and train and pour into the lives of the next generation that is coming up to be. And we reflected here this morning on mother. Mother's faith, her faith in God's promise. We see faith in the power that God has to touch another life. Her hard work, her diligence, her tenacity to stay with it, to allow herself to do those things that is needed. Isaiah 66:13 says, a mother comforts her child. So will I comfort you and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. Exodus chapter 20 verse 12 commands us, it says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long on the land the Lord your God is giving you. Whether our mother was good, whether we knew our mother, whether she was, you know, we don't feel she was a good mother, it's the only mother we'll ever have. And we can choose, because we know God, to honor mother, to honor her, to say, yes, you gave me birth. Yes, you brought me into this world. It doesn't mean we have to accept every evil mother or their evil behavior or sinful behavior, but we can respect them because they gave us birth and they did bring us into this life. And I know one particular mother, and she was faced with that decision of aborting her child. The doctors were sure that her child was going to be an imbecile. He was going to be totally deformed and have no real functioning ability. And the doctors recommended, why don't you abort your child? And she actually thought about it, but changed. And she said, no, I just can't and I will, you know. And she chose not to abort her son. And he was born fully normal, with a wonderful mind, and graduated first in his class in high school. And went to college and graduated second in his class and is an MD today. There are things that sometimes man thinks they know, but mom has a knowing on the inside, and she can give life. And she can bring life into this world and bring the honor of life. We need to honor our mothers. I remember the story of the boy whose mother passed away. He was in the third grade, was struggling in school, and he went into the fourth grade, and the teacher, she knew God. She was a Christian lady. And she helped this boy and honored him, and they had a particular day and had brought some Christmas gifts, and he brought a bracelet to her, which was not the best looking. It was missing some pieces on it, but it was there. And he brought it to her, and all the kids were making fun of him, but she put it on and she said, oh, isn't that so pretty? And he brought her some perfume that his mother had had, a little bottle, and she put some of that perfume on, and he said, oh, you smell just like my mother. And the boy began to flourish in her class as she helped him, because she realized he was behind. And she prayed for him, and he continued to excel. His father didn't show much interest, but he continued to move forward, and every now and then she would get a little letter from him. And she became a surrogate mother for him in a sense. He said, I just wanted to let you know, I graduated from high school today, first in my class. I'm going to be going on to college. Thanks for your help, Teddy. And she cherished that letter, and Teddy went on. A few years later, she received another little note from Teddy. I just wanted to let you know, I'm graduating from college today. I'm going to be going on to medical school. I graduated first in my class. He said, thank you for your help. A mother can make a difference in a child's life. There are children all around us that mothers can love. And even if it's not your own child, sometimes we see children around, maybe their mother's not interested or their mother's on drugs or something of that nature, but we can reach out with a touch of love. How many know that even if you have a plant and you put it in that closet, but you take it out of the closet for a couple days a week and maybe it's just barely green, maybe it's just barely alive, but it keeps living. How many know can make a difference in someone's life? It may not seem much, but it keeps them alive and keeps them living and moving forward till the day when they will begin to thrive, when they can come into the full light and have Jesus as their Savior and this Lord. Well, a few years later, this teacher received again a letter from Teddy. Said, I graduated from medical school today. I'm now Theodore, MD. I made it through. I just wanted to let you know. Thank you for helping me. And a couple years later, she received a letter from him, and she said, and he said to his teacher, I'm getting married in a few weeks, and I'd like you to come and sit in the place that my mother would have sat. And she honored that, and she came, and she sat where his mother would have sat. The change that a woman, that a mother, that her heart of a mother can make in a child. It's different. It stays. We can honor them. We do honor them. And we thank you, moms, for all that you do. Psalm 139, 13 and 14 says, For you created my inward being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Talking about God. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them full well. Oh, Father, we thank you that we're wonderfully made. See, that takes place on the inside of a mother. We are knit together. We are fearfully, we're wonderfully made. Proverbs 6, 20 through 22 says, My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them about your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. Hallelujah. How many know that your mother's words can speak to you? They will watch over you. They will guide you. They will never really leave you. Though you may try to run and hide, no matter where you're found, it seems that mama's words still speak to us. Hallelujah. Proverbs 23:25 says, May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful. Hallelujah. Let's honor our mothers today. Let's obey our parents. Here's for the children. Obey your parents and everything. For this what pleases the Lord. God is pleased when we are obedient, when we obey our parents, when we honor them, when we cherish them, because their words were given. And we will know that we are changed. Amen. We don't lose the things that we can have implanted into our hearts. You know, they say many children's personality is made. I mean, by the time they're 6 or 7 years old, they're set in a certain way. They've tested them, you know, when they're 40 years old, they're still the same. And there are many things that we can implant to children and in their young lives that they will never get away from. 1 Timothy 5:10 says, She is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the Lord's people, helping those in trouble, and devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds. Thank you, Mom, for all that you do. Thanks for being faithful. Thanks for being true. Thanks for standing strong and loving each one so full. Thank you, Mom, for all that you do. Thanks, 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 a million thanks, we say, and most of all, for fearing God and showing us the way. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have looked at some things about mothers today and women, things that we can do to honor them. Help us to be good sons and daughters, Lord, as we walk with you, Father, and that we will show them honor. We will show them, Lord God, that their work was not in vain. And Father, let them know how much you care. Lord, there are those that are with young mothers today that, Lord, it seems sometimes like the work is so great and sometimes it's so demanding. Oh, Father, strengthen them, I pray. Strengthen their arms, strengthen their loins, Father. Strengthen them in their spirit, Lord, in their body, in their mind, Lord, and let them know that as they're pouring into this next generation, nurturing them, guiding them, bringing direction and imparting truth and faith to them, Lord, that their work is not in vain, that, Father, it goes with us all of our lives, Lord, and speaks to us, that their words carry weight and we remember them. Thank you, Father, for giving us mothers that love us and cherish us and pray for us most of all. And Father, when we're wayward and it seems like there's no hope, thanks for Mom that doesn't give up. But she'll stand in the gap, Father, and she'll pray until the answers come. Until there's a change in our heart, Lord, that you can gain a hold of us. In Jesus' mighty name.